This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Most of the state's hospitals have negative or very low margins, so says a new report from the Colorado Hospital Association, which represents roughly 100 facilities. Labor and supply costs are consistently high, and underpayment from federal programs like Medicaid and Medicare is falling short of the cost of caring for patients. The group says more state or federal cuts to spending would pose a big threat to patient care and healthcare services. Colorado's top election official is responding to President Trump's latest attack on mail-in voting. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
On Truth Social Monday, Trump said mail ballots are a hoax and called voting machines expensive and highly controversial. The president wrote he would lead a movement to do away with both. Colorado passed vote by mail back in 2013, but still offers plenty of in-person voting. Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold said Trump's comments are a direct attack on democracy, and noted that states oversee how their citizens vote, not the federal government. State audits and hand counts over many elections have confirmed the accuracy of Colorado's vote tallies. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Salvation Army in Colorado Springs is reducing shelter space for families with children. Half of the 31 rooms at its Family Hope Center will close in October. The nonprofit has a budget shortfall of more than $1 million, in part because of COVID-era grants ending. Salvation Army leaders say they'll lay off up to 10 of the 54 employees in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.